Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told the UN Security Council yesterday they should address Russia's growing cooperation with North Korea and Iran. Today, Ukraine President Zelensky is scheduled to meet, well, actually tomorrow, he'll meet with President Biden at the White House. And he's supposed to present a victory plan, and I guess that means he'll be asking for more weapons faster. Let's find out what Joseph Lindsley makes of all this. He's in Lviv today. Glad the Russians haven't stopped you today. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Bob. Hello from Lviv. And I have not been in Lviv in about 2 months. I took the train this morning. The express train takes about 6 hours from Kyiv. And you realize everywhere in the country, even here in the West, the toll of the war is heavy. I have not been back in Lviv since that attack almost a month ago, that really horrific attack, probably the worst attack on the city on these 2.5 years. And everyone's still talking about that and feeling that, you know, the infrastructure, even here, even though we're so close to Poland, is significantly weakened. Yesterday, in Kharkiv City, that city from which I've reported so often, they came under extremely serious Russian attack. There were seven, Moscow sent seven of these very messy glide bombs to Kharkiv. But what was new about it, they've done that before, but what's changed now, and this started a few days ago when the Russians sent the glide bombs to Zaporizhzhia City, they're improving the technology on an otherwise sort of primitive weapon. And now these glide bombs can go further and they can carry a greater payload. And so we saw the fruits of that in Kharkiv yesterday. It was a gruesome attack on residential buildings in the Saltivka neighborhood of the city. And actually, there was a delegation we had of Americans, including Americans who, you know, sort of close to Trump, who were coming here to see the reality. And they happened to be there. And so they saw it and they felt it. And they smelled it, and they heard the cries of the people during that gruesome attack on Kharkiv yesterday. And then that was, of course, not enough for the Russians. They also hit Kharkiv a little bit in the middle of the night. And I was talking yesterday to an American who was down in that city of Kherson, which is, you know, right. The Russians are right across the Dnipro River, the estuary from the city of Kherson. And, you know, when I read to you, I think maybe last week, an essay by a journalist there talking about how the Russians are targeting people with drones. And the this American went there to meet a Christian pastor. And the pastor said that just a few hours before the American arrived, a Russian drone was following his car. Just imagine that. You're driving down the street and you can hear and see the drone following you. And that drone has only one purpose, and it's to kill you. And the drone hit his car, and somehow maybe the explosives had not been packed well enough. And so it only cracked his windshield and he survived. But that's a daily reality for every single man, woman, and child in that city of Kherson.
That is unbelievable. I understand why the people there need their music. And we've been talking about the Cultural Forces tour of the United States. And we have a little sample here, don't we?
Yeah, so these guys, these are Ukrainian soldiers, about a dozen of them, and they're all musicians. Some of them, well, they all were musicians before the full-scale invasion. And so we have just a little clip of about 30 seconds of them playing yesterday in Richmond, Virginia, and earlier in the day in Washington, D.C. And you'll hear the guy singing opera. He lost a leg in battle, and he's a famous opera singer. And you'll hear my friend Sasha Bull and Kolya Serga singing some traditional Ukrainian songs. So just a little snippet as these guys travel throughout the United States.
Вещий сон наснився, ще мене замурзана мата. А я хотів.
Joe, let us know if they're coming to Chicago.
Yeah, well, maybe we can swing that. And actually, in a few hours, they'll be playing at my parents' house. As I mentioned yesterday, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and yesterday was my grandmother's birthday, so she'll be serenaded in Ukrainian today by these Ukrainian warriors. Many of them are veterans and soldiers. Hmm. And incidentally, in Charlotte today also will be Donald Trump. And maybe tomorrow we can talk about his comments about Ukraine. In Georgia yesterday, he falsely said Russia had never lost a war, forgetting the first Crimean War, which Russians did lose, and many others. So we can talk about that tomorrow, and I'll report on the Ukrainian concert in the house where I grew up from Charlotte tomorrow.
It's going to make your grandmother miss you even more. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, happy birthday.
President Zelensky, as we mentioned, will meet with President Biden at the White House tomorrow, and he did say he also wants to meet with Donald Trump. So more on that. In the meantime, let's hope the sound of music is what you hear there in Ukraine, not a drone over your car, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.